You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland is now the world's fourth least affordable housing market behind Hong Kong, Sydney and Vancouver. This is putting a huge pressure on social housing, in particular with record numbers of families on the waiting list for social housing. I spoke to Labour Housing spokesperson Phil Twyford about why these levels are so high.
Seeing as the demand for state housing is going up and up, the latest figures show that there are 6,110 families on the state house waiting list. That's up from 5,770 in the previous quarter. But I think most importantly, it's up by nearly a third on the figure 2 years ago. And this is just more evidence, really, of the national government's completely inept handling of the housing crisis and the unmet demand for state housing is just one of the indicators that things have gone seriously off the rails.
And where are these numbers coming from?
So these figures have been released by Amy Adams, the new Minister of Social Housing, and it's part of regular quarterly reporting on the state house waiting list. One of the things is I think it's important to know that the numbers on the state house waiting list are not really an accurate measure of the unmet demand. A much better measure is the huge surge that we've seen in homelessness, people living in cars and garages. And the reason the state house waiting list is not such a good measure is that it's very, very difficult for even people that, you know, most New Zealanders would think are highly vulnerable and desperately in need of a roof over their heads. It's almost impossible for those people to get a state house anyway because there is such a shortage. And the reason for that is that over the last 8 years or so that National's been in office, they've been selling state houses faster than they've been building new ones. And as a result, they've overseen a net reduction of 2,500 state houses. And that's one of the main reasons that we're seeing so much homelessness.
And what do you think that we should be doing about this?
Well, the answers are surprisingly simple, actually. You know, we have an acute housing shortage that's driving up house prices and rents, actually. And the obvious thing to do when you've got a shortage is to build more houses. So Labor's committed to a massive state house building program. We've said that we will increase the total stock of state houses by more than 1,000 every year until demand is met. We've also got a policy for a massive government-backed building program to build affordable homes for home ownership. And that will also help the situation just by increasing the supply of housing in the market, and that will reduce the price pressure. So we've said we're going to build 100,000 affordable homes for first-time buyers.
And to kind of go on that, it's just been kind of released today that Auckland has been found to be the world's fourth most expensive housing market. Why, like, this is quite a big thing that we've risen from number five to number four, and isn't that kind of a worry that Auckland housing market is growing more and more expensive?
Yeah, it's a huge concern. I mean, it's a tragedy for a number of reasons. You know, the housing crisis is driving a massive inequality gap between baby boomers, many of whom have benefited from a rising housing market and have had huge windfall gains in their personal wealth, at the expense of Generation X and Generation Y, who now find themselves pretty much locked out of the housing market in our country's biggest city. It's driving a wedge between people who own their own home and people who rent, between young and old, and between the wealthy and people who are struggling financially. And it's, you know, basically, New Zealand is a housing basket case under this national government. This demographia report out today shows that Auckland is the fourth most expensive city in the world for housing on this measure. Only Hong Kong, Vancouver and Sydney are more expensive. And that is just having disastrous consequences for our country. It's the reason why we have thousands of New Zealanders living in cars and garages, pensioners living out their days in campgrounds. And it's the reason why vast amounts of capital of our country's savings are being invested into an unproductive and speculative real estate market instead of into productive economic development that would generate jobs and prosperity and exports. So for all these reasons, we desperately need to we need a government that will have the political will to fix the housing crisis. And, you know, there's no reason to be fatalistic about this. This problem can be solved. So it needs a government that's got the political will to actually roll up its sleeves and build large numbers of homes, both state housing and private homes for home ownership. We've got to reform the planning system to both protect the environment, but to allow more homes to be built. And this a highly restrictive planning system that stops the city growing is one of the big problems we've got, both growing up and growing out. So we need to reform the planning system. And the third thing is that if we're going to fix this problem, we have to crack down on speculators, because under this government's housing policies, Auckland particularly, but now it's spreading through the country, has basically become a speculator's paradise, and people are making vast amounts of money, some of it tax-free, just by speculating in real estate, and that is making the problem much worse. It's driving house prices higher and higher and out of the reach of ordinary New Zealanders. If we did all those things, we tackled the demand-side factors, we built more houses, and we reformed the overly restrictive planning system that stops the city growing, then Labor believes that we can restore affordable home ownership and we can restore some kind of sanity to this crazy housing market.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.